Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're talking to Abu and other callers. We'll get to everybody when Alan Watt's on with us as well. I appreciate everybody calling in and holding. He raises all these free trade deals, which are really aren't free trade. That's why they're thousands of pages long. They're special interest deals written by the big corporations, just like government-run health care was written by the insurance companies on record. And the so-called liberals would run around and call you racist if you weren't for it. But all it does is lower the standard of care, make you get the insurance, and set up government death panels deciding what care you get. There's a whole bunch of different analysis going on dealing with it. But they're one-way trade deals written for Korea, Colombia, and Panama, where the U.S. corporations are moving. Well, I mean, the General Electric bailout sent money to plants overseas, and General Motors bailout went $1 billion to build a plant in Brazil with U.S. money, another $1 billion-plus in Eastern Europe, and another one in China. I mean, they've got this all figured out. Your tax money goes to build a factory over there. Well, of course. I mean, it's just the magnitude of the corruption. The magnitude. But, yeah, this new deal's with Korea, Colombia, and Panama. And you're absolutely right, Habu. Any other points on that subject?
Well, this is, these corporations that are pushing it are the very ones that were at the receiving end of unmitigated largesse of the U.S. taxpayer. And now, you know, it's the U.S. taxpayer who is going to be run down by these corporations. But may I have another separate comment?
Sure.
I just want to, you know, it was really good that you enlightened the world about the goings-on in Quartzsite, Arizona. You are a great person, and I'm not trying to be solicitous. You are really a person who's upstanding and a decent and a compassionate person, and for that you have my unending admiration. But may I just bring to you the very strange case of this woman in Detroit called Marianne Godbaldo, an African-American mother who was homeschooling her daughter.
Oh, and she wouldn't give her the vaccines?
Yes, yes.
So they came and arrested her? We have covered that. In fact, I haven't checked in to see what ended up happening to her, but what's going on with it now?
Well, I think the case is coming up very shortly, but these people came with a SWAT team and a tank, and they expected the person to turn over her child without a warrant. And then after in protection, the daughter contracts an STD. Can you believe this?
Well, absolutely. You're five times more likely to be abused in government custody because there's no enforcement on themselves. And so a lot of them are just cold-blooded people that want to get paychecks for warehousing kids, but that's on the good end of it. And they lock them up in cages inside the foster home houses and feed them, you know, one hot dog a day. And I clean carpets for a summer, folks. I've been in the foster houses, and they were never nice. I'm sure there may be some that are nice, some Christian families or whatever, but I don't know if it exists. But in the bad cases, you know, people said, how dare you call them pot-bellied potheads, pedophiles? All I'm saying is I'd go in the foster homes, there'd be some Nelly pot-bellied white guy, who they all look the same, with marijuana smoke wafting, with kids living on dirty mattresses. I probably saw that 15 times cleaning houses. Let me tell you, it was a horrible job, folks, going to people's houses and the kind of stuff. I mean, it was just, you know, no air conditioning on sometimes, you know, cat urine everywhere. I don't want to get off into the whole story, but I've seen it. And these kids can drown in the back pool. They don't get in trouble, run over by cars. And so pedophiles just become foster parents, and they just do whatever they want. The CPS just can do whatever they want to them, and the state lets them do it. So they torture them, kill them, beat them, and it's they also get more money once they drug the kids. So they give them a mental illness designation and they start doing it. And it's just horrible.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place against the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, it's always riveting when Alan Watt joins us. He is a researcher, author, radio host. Alan Watt, cutintothematrix.com, joins us, and sometime I ought to read his bio. It is a very, very interesting. He's also a musician and published a lot of philosophy and poetry under pseudonyms for much of his life. He was heavily involved in the music industry as a singer, songwriter, performer, involved in folk music, blues, pop, rock, and even classical. He's also known for his session guitar work. He has played with some of the most well-known artists and groups. Born in Scotland, he watched the subtitles of politics and media as they guided. He watched the subtleties of politics and media as they guided the population of the UK covertly into the European amalgamation. And I was just talking to Alan. It's funny, he's got allergies or sinus like I do today. So we're like the dynamic duo here but I doubt he'll sound as daltish as I have today. Alan, so much is going on, so much is happening. I said, what's your take on the shooter? And you said, well, I feel like the fool on the hill watching the world spinning around. But really, the fool on the hill isn't a fool. He sees the majesty, the beauty of the world, but also the ugliness, just the incredible spectacle of consciousness that the establishment tries to keep us from opening up to. Because then we would be aware and not easily tricked. So they wish to keep us psychically and mentally and spiritually and financially stunted. I want to get into the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider and the dangers associated with that. And I want to get into 150 human-animal hybrids grown in UK labs. I've got a special report coming out tomorrow on this. Embryos have been produced secretly for the past 3 years, the Daily Mail can reveal. Human cow, human reptoid, reptile, human fish, human frog, amphibian. And but there's something funny here. I remember 15 years ago, because I know I've been on air a year and a half or so. I remember covering BBC articles about human embryonic chimeras, because they said the only way they could do it was make them part cow so that they wouldn't have rights, and growing them in the utero of cows. And they were saying that had been done for 5 years in 1996. So it's all, and since then, every year, they say, for 3 years, we've been doing this. For 5 years, we've been doing this. That's the two stories. And it's always done the same. And you'd think Daniel Martin and Simon Cadwell at the Mail would know how to pull these articles up or use a LexisNexis. And then I remember, Alan, I want you to speak to this. In fact, we'll speak to this first and then get into the shooter and the Knights Templar thing and the rest of it. That I know you've studied. It's why you're here. That the Washington Post, it was in 2004, I think, or two, was it 2005? Because I'd recently read it in the Washington Post. And about a week later, I was on Ian Punnett's Saturday Coast to Coast AM. Great interview. I love the interview. Never been invited back on. I need to get Ian Punnett on this show and return the favor, but I'd like to go back on that show. But he would challenge me a lot. And so I'd say, well, this company came out, Proteogen, with a corn that grows live HIV virus in it. And he wouldn't believe it, and he'd pull it up and be in the Associated Press and pharmacological corn. And I remember mentioning a Washington Post article about was it his show or George? But I remember it was around that time. The Washington Post said, yes, there are chimeras, part chimpanzee, human, at big labs in Costa Rica, but you're not allowed to see them. And I think it was Punnett, or maybe it was Nori, but I don't know. It was like, oh, really? And then I pulled up the article and read it to him. It all blurs at this point. But the issue is you talk about spider goats. You talk about things like this that have been out for decades. People still don't believe it. And the issue here is, if they're admitting this has been going on for decades now, imagine what's really going on. And so why are they now introducing this to the public? I mean, this is H.G. Wells, The Island of Dr. Maru, with the humanoid creatures demanding their rights. Wells, over 100 years ago, wrote about atomic bombs and basically World War, and then how the UN would come out of that. Of course, he was a top futurist and predictive programmer that Alan talks a lot about. So more and more, it does look like they've got a lot of secret technologies and things, and they may not be 30 years advanced, as they admit they are, in their technological systems. It may be 50, 100. We don't know. I mean, more and more I realize we are basically in a matrix, because we're physically here, but through the eyes, through the olfactory, through touch, through everything, we take in this data, and the modern civilization is a false reality. It is a artificial habitat that we're in, and they're just bringing us into deeper phases. And Alan Watt is our guest. That's my preface. Alan, break down what we're facing here.
Yeah, you're quite right, actually. They do give you a reality for the mass population, and it's an antique reality. We think we're on the cutting edge, and the media, of course, is there to reinforce that and give out little tidbits. Oh, we're trying to explore this and trying to explore that. One day we eventually hope to do this, and we believe it all, you see. And in reality, as you say, a much higher level of reality is the true cutting edge. We don't even know how high that goes. We know it's way above top CIA level. When in the 1950s they had solid-state circuitry, they had the little gizmos you'd put in your pocket that could turn someone's heart off, basically. And they used them, too. And Nick Begich came out and showed some of this stuff and talked about it as well. So we are really in the past. And that's how you can at the top. That's how you can control the future. You plan the future. You bring it in and you feed the public predictive programming a little bit and a little bit at the time. You must also do social changes and dehumanize the people. And dehumanization is a big, big part of this agenda because Julian Huxley, who was the CEO of UNESCO, the first one of UNESCO, he did say that in his books, that they'd have to knock man off his pedestal as being supreme on the planet, bring him down to the level of animals. Now, once you start to think of yourself as an animal, and again, you get all these nature programs, all the green programs telling you, well, you're just another animal amongst animals, and you have no more rights than any other animals. And then you have to go into the further dehumanization of the destruction of the old cultures where families normally had children. That was the whole point of them. And now, of course, we don't even have so much that. So we've seen abortion rackets going on. We're now seeing body parts sold across the world. We are a going business. All of us, we're a going business for someone else.
And they're teaching us with the gladiatorial events and all of it to dehumanize ourselves and to see beauty as ugly and ugliness as beauty and to just wallow, because a human would be shocked by the disgrace and the indignity of humans being spliced with animals and would be concerned for these poor creatures. But because they're part human, they have no right. When you torture a monkey, people will burn down your business. But with the transhumanist environmentalists, there is a giggling sacrament in trampling humanity because they really fear the power of humanity. So it's important for them, the predator class, to trample it and to hike their leg on it and to turn it into a servile, gibbering religion where the slaves revel in their own destruction.
That's pretty well it, actually. Dehumanization. With dehumanization comes depersonalization. When you lose your identity of who you are in flux. When you're in flux, of course, the massive propaganda machine comes in, takes you over, and then you flow along with the new think, as it's called. You're always new think. And so we've been programmed like this for such a long time now. Now, recently, too, we've seen the big push for euthanasia. That was the next nail in the coffin. And they keep the pulse on the public now with the Internet. They know what we're thinking, what we're chatting about, what we're worried about. And so they can tell when we're ready for the next step of it. Now, I've got books going back from scientific journals going back 20, 30 years when they were talking. And I've got one here, actually. It's The Future of Mankind and the Planet. And top names in it, of course. And it shows you them breeding the public for different functions, just like Plato talked about in the Republic, only a bit more advanced. And they said we can create men who eventually will be divers. They'll have gills like fish, and they can go down and they can weld the legs on the big platforms at sea for oil and do that kind of stuff. In other words, they're going to make purpose-made humans or semi-humans for the particular job they're designed to do. And that's what it's all about, is designer humans for specific tasks. Rather, you see, we are supposedly, according to high sociology today, we are the useless eaters now. We're post-industrial. They don't need us. We're almost post-war once the Middle East is standardized into the world system.
And then they have the predictive programming with movies like X-Men that show you everybody mutating and then how they're the poor groups whose rights aren't taken care of. And now they're going to come out with more and more of these clones, these replicants, and then the government's going to give them rights and protect them and then basically use them against the rest of us. Those that won't buy into all the new technological augmentation that are really backdoor systems for them to hack the brain because there is no firewall, as the Pentagon has said, they'll be sequestered like Amish, but then our children raided and taken. I mean, it is a charnel house of trampling and being trampled upon, as O'Brien tells Winston, that is being entered here. And just notice how they're now calmly saying, yes, we're splicing humans with animals. I mean, they're just telling you, but it's secret, you're not allowed to see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and no doubt about it. And most folk, really, I kid you not, most folk today who haven't had an original thought in their heads, they like the mainstream media, they won't have a thought on this. They'll not be hot nor cold. They'll just say, oh, well, that's science for you. That's progress, by the way. That's what science always tells you, is progress. And they'll go along with it, never thinking about the implications of where it's all to go. But make no doubt about it, this system is not about a new world order. There's lots of stages of coming new world orders and societies and systems already on the books. And we're just seeing the step for the next step of purpose-made humans for specific functions. and you don't need the silly humans anymore with their limited capabilities.
That's yeah, I mean, you'll have a sex slave who looks like Marilyn Monroe and even has her DNA, but she'll be 1% squid, so she has no rights.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Your calls are coming up. We're going to get into Alan Watts' view on the situation in Oslo, Norway, now being used to call for crackdowns on the internet, free speech, the Second Amendment, and gun ownership. It is really, really obvious what's going on here. And this guy, now we learn, a Norway Nazi was on drugs, maniac took substances to make him strong. We're going to get more into that. Alan Watt, it is so fundamental, it is such a huge issue to sit here and talk about how we're living in an antique reality. That's a great way of putting it, that there is a breakaway civilization, that the establishment has written white books, white papers on all of this for decades, that the cloning is much more advanced. I mean, they admit, oh, yeah, we kept it secret from you in England. We're splicing humans with everything. They don't worry. They don't have rights because they're part spider, they're part. I mean, this is so incredible that they, for at least 20 years, have been growing humans in cows that are part cows so that the cow doesn't reject them to then harvest their organs. I mean, again, that was in BBC 15 years ago, and they said that had been going on for 5 years secretly. Now this is what they admit they're doing. From your research, Alan, how advanced is it? Because the word I've gotten from a physician and others that have treated heads of state is that they're already staging their deaths, and that it's not just Ken Lay that went to Paraguay, you know, right before he was about to be sentenced or after he'd been sentenced but turned himself in, that this is going on. But, I mean, undoubtedly, there's a lot of secret technology. From your research, how much more advanced is it, or do we have no idea?
I think from the clues of the past, that's where you go on, and they're probably at least 200 years ahead of where we are. When you look into the writings even of Mary Shelley, for instance, Shelley was, her husband, the poet, was a member of the high societies. At that time, they clouded themselves under secret societies and masonry and so on. But in reality, at the very top of that, there was pure science there. And they were given access to the sciences of the time. And she didn't come up with her idea of a Frankenstein, a human being put together by body parts by herself. It was because she was in with the groups that were actually discussing this, and maybe some who were actually trying to do it at the time. And really, they're so far ahead that it boggles the mind. As I say, in the 50s, before we even had the transistor radio, they had the CIA, as Nick Biggs showed on television. He showed the equipment which could beam a thought into your head or a sound or music into the middle, the center of your head, on line of sight. So if you go for miles, if you were high enough on a hill, you could literally pick your target and do it then. It was more than voice to skull. But it also, these things also had the capability of interfering with the basically the wave that comes, the pulse for your heart. It originates in the brain, and you can interfere with that pathway and give a person a heart attack. Now, this stuff you could put, these little gadgets you could put in your pocket in the 1950s, it had to be incredibly amazing solid-state circuitry with micro transistors, etc.
Oh, let me stop you. You know, you talk about it too. Aldous Huxley, Julian Huxley's brother, who wrote about genetic engineering and GMO food and different classes of humans in Brave New World, published in, 32, 33, he gave a speech when he knew he was dying and said, this is all real, and even though I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to stop us, and was laughing at everyone. They thought he was being a good guy, warning them. And he said, at our universities, we have people with microelectronics already in their brain, and we're already testing this to be able to remote control humans. And then by the 70s, they admitted they had microchip remote control cockroaches in university reports. They're just now telling the public now. So here he was saying, actually, my book isn't fiction. This is what we've been doing secretly. Decades ago, we had microelectronics in people's brains.
Oh, yeah. And you have had the Delgado, I should say, famous for his bull, where he put a microchip in his brain and remotely controlled it. He could stop a charge from the bull. But he was also, and there's some videos up there on YouTube where he's talking about it wasn't just animals he was practicing on. He was practicing on humans. Of course he was. And so this is very old stuff, because the idea when they began this socialist movement, most folk think is left wing. It's really at the top of the right wing who run the socialist movement, and that's why banks are all behind it and so on. But they knew they wanted to bring in a society of well-behaved people who would simply be a slave society, cause no problems, no crime. And how do you make that happen? Well, they dissected all forms of conflict, all conflict, right down to the family home, by the way. And that was part of the reason they came up with, we must dissolve the family unit.
So they admit the whole plan is to play men and women off against each other, and they give the cues to men how to behave that'll enrage women, and then they give the women cues to tell them, act like this, you'll be successful. It's really the opposite. Total civilization sabotage.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Unstoppable Alan Watts. They're cloning him. Look out. Ha ha. Look, the globalists want to play God. They want the live extension technologies. They've undoubtedly already have them. They're now bragging they have them. They're offering extended lives to people now who are, quote, wealthy, if they'll buy into transhumanism. But the transhumanist technocratic technological systems they're offering are basically enslavement systems. So that's what the general public's going to get. Is an enslavement system in the name of life extension, and we have no idea what the actual controllers are doing. When you see people like Gordon Brown or Bill Clinton or George W. Bush or Obama, they're meant to politically rise and fall, be built up and destroyed, like a shield that a knight holds up. And the shield gets all bent up and battered and bruised, and then when they're done it for 4 to 8 years, they throw it down and pick up another one. And it's these fundamental things people need to understand. You know, if you look at the news today, they're saying no debt deal. And oh my gosh, Now we may default and have depression. They're already defaulting. They're already devaluing the dollar. We're already in a depression. And the bankers are training us to just, everything's about the government. Everything's about the bankers. And everything's about our credit ratings, the credit agencies' ratings. I mean, they're more important now than the president. And then who are they? Revolving door minions of Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others. And you know, now the GOP is revolting, just like in 94 with Newt Gingrich, who ended up making sure the contract on America didn't get through. A guy who wrote the foreword to multiple Alvin and Heidi Toffler books calling for world government, calling for a technocracy, calling for the end of America. And they talk about how conservative Newt Gingrich is because people say he's conservative when he's promoting carbon taxes. But I got to tell you, 10 years ago, people wouldn't wake up to Newt Gingrich. Today, they do. And so that's the good news. But now they're saying the GOP has revolted and isn't going to go along with all this. But again, it's all part of this process. And as long as people can be kept in this false narrative, this false reality, as you go up through politics and media, if you show that you'll buy into the false system, you are promoted in the false system. But if you don't go along with the false system, if you question the presented reality, then, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And now having any opinion is a conspiracy theory. And Cass Sunstein at the White House says, we'll flood the Internet with false conspiracy theories. We'll flood the Internet with infighting, with bickering. And they're trying to do that. But in the writings of the ruling class is what they really set up. And that's what Alan Watt covers. That's what I cover. Alan continuing, looking at the globalist program and operations, I see revolts from people within the technocratic class being one of the biggest threats to their system. That's why they're trying to go to an automated global computer system where they don't need armies because it's robot and drone driven, and the robots are worked on by robots, and robots work on those robots, and then some human technicians. They already admit no one at a major computer company even knows how the computers work now. It's just different systems integrated together, and the humans can't even understand it. This is going to get more and more pronounced, and the elite are all over the news saying, we don't need people anymore. Will humans be kept as pets? And the elite's already talking about the computers like they've already merged with them. And Ray Kurzweil says within 15 years, the elite will merge. But if the evidence is that they're already more advanced than we know, the question is, have they already attempted to merge? Or is it all a bunch of quackery where they claim that they have these systems, but they can't even really use them because they don't understand them?
Yeah, well, they already have a whole list of things lined up they're working on now. Even DARPA has admitted that, Homeland Security. I mentioned that on a page last week, all the things that are coming up and they're working on. And one was an artificially intelligent computer system that would literally analyze you and decide even if you should pass the information that you're putting out there on to others or not, or who they should pass it on to. No one would interfere with it. It would be on its own independent. And so they already have artificial intelligent machines using various kinds of different algorithms and so on. However, at the top, you've got to understand, too, that they've been doing amazing stuff, even in Sweden, since the 70s that we know of, on prisoners. That's where they first tried to do human and machine interface, brain interface. This interfacing isn't just to help paraplegics, believe you me, like DARPA would have you think. It's to do with if they can possibly in the future, or if they've done it already, who knows, download a person's memory. That's the whole point of it all. For the ruling elite who age, they can certainly slow their aging. In fact, David Suzuki, a big player in the greening program, who calls people maggots, by the way. He's the hero of Canada, but people are maggots. But he says there's better kinds of maggots than others. I guess he's referring to his own class. But he said on television years ago, national television live, that he says we now, and he is a geneticist, by the way, he says we now have the ability to make a person live to 500 years if we want to. Well, why not 1,000 or 2,000? The problem is the brain would tend to deteriorate. So the idea, even mentioned years ago in the science magazines, if we could possibly clone, and they said they could, by the way, clone a full human being within 2 weeks, because they can switch on your growth factors and your hormones and so on, make you literally grow up from an embryo into a full human in a few weeks. And at first they said it was for body parts, for special people. But now it's more into, no, could they possibly take the memory of that aged person, especially the first batch who haven't stayed young, put it that way, if they haven't had the treatment for eternal youth, but could we possibly take that memory from the aged person and transfer it into his own clone? And so they've been talking about this and working on it, obviously, and that's what really the brain-machine interface has been all about. And again, the spin-offs are amazing because they also say, well, if we can tap into the brain, we won't need the torture techniques anymore. We can plug into you and find out what you're thinking, download all your memories, and they'll know exactly if you've been lying to them or not. This has all been going ahead as we quietly watch soccer or football or whatever else we're watching, or Lady Gaga dancing with plasticized corpses. I mean, this is the reality of where we are. The elite's prime directive is for their own survival. You must always remember that. They have contingency plans for all kinds of things that could go wrong in the world for themselves. We know they've got underground cities even. They've even had characters in England going around the underground bases, not getting into them, but they admit they're there. And they've had them for years in case there's of all kinds of things, not just nuclear disaster, but possibly, oh, an asteroid hitting you, anything at all they can think of, because the elite, being at the top of the tree, the evolution tree, as they talk about it themselves, that's what they say, the fittest to survive, must ensure that their own personal survival comes first. We are all expendable in the process.
That's right, Alan.
Sci-fi movies show you that, like 2012. It's always the elite that survive, the rest are sacrificed.
Yeah. Absolutely, and expanding on that, just like I knew they were about to move from the Muslim al-Qaeda to the white terrorist, so the whole apparatus could be turned loose on everyone as it was always built and designed for. Now they're just admitting its true function, that they are now preconditioning how sexy it is. The world after humans, TV shows, movies, books, on end caps at grocery stores, everyone learning how trendy it is to hate their fellow humans. So when you're SWAT teamed or drug away or dying of cancer, when half your block's dying of something, you know, as the soft kill is incrementally intensified, the ambient slow kill system accelerated towards fast kill, that it's a subconscious preparation of a celebration of our destruction and the pot-bellied parasites ruling over us. And I see this now building towards a crescendo. I know they'll want a really smaller bioplex first, pose as saviors, use that as an excuse to put in a tighter control grid, and then release even more deadly plagues, and then a tighter control grid, always playing the part of the saviors while they murder us. But I see them edging towards that, and I see them debating, you know, how great it's going to be when the airborne Ebola is released, and how great it is that the human mousepox kills 99%, and isn't it time to just go ahead and pull the trigger? Like it's an exciting, sexy, something new for them, and they want to pull the Moonraker trigger. How far away do you think that is? They got all these new movies coming out with Matt Damon about billions dying and everything from the new bioplague. So how long till they really get to have their holiday, their mass murder enjoyment time? Because then they get to go to the bunkers and, you know, be, you know, given the cure and everything, and kind of all be honest about it and watch it on their robotic cameras, the mass destruction, and then they get to reemerge and, oh, everything's so much fun. I mean, how long till they take the people that they've turned into mindless sports fans and just start mass slaughtering everybody?
Well, we're in the phase now, which they have disclosed from their own military think tanks for the next 50 years or so, their projections, and they've had that up for a few years now. And both the US and the British NATO group came to the same conclusions, They're going to, and when they're doing it, they're getting folk off the land, the rural areas, through incredible masses of new regulations. The gasoline is going up. That'll get you off, too. They've closed down most of the country hospitals, so you have to move into the city if you want treatment. There are 100 different ways to get you to move, just like animals again. How do we get them to move from here to there? And it's all been discussed. And so once we're all in the already overcrowded cities, they've already got an internal army. Iran's, by the way, I've got the Iran document on that too, where they talked about the coming civil strife in the U.S. as they push more and more folk into the overcrowded cities. So they're always planning ahead for the fallout. And once we're together, it's easier then to release the plagues. Now, they're talking up to the year 2020 to try and cram us into the cities. That's why they're on a roll now with austerity. Austerity suddenly comes in after the last planned bank crash, which wasn't a crash at all, really. And things didn't just go to money heaven. Somebody's got the key to it. But the reality is this is austerity, and we've also got to share and reduce our standard of living. And eventually the United Nations, as it says in its own charter for the Department of Agriculture, will dish out the food. They'll dole out the food to each region of the earth, and then you must bring down your own population according to the rations that you're given. That's in their own mandates, by the way.
Yeah, that's in the Kissinger documents and all of the new ones. But instead of doing it secretly like 30 years ago, now Ted Turner comes out with Nat Rothschild and says you should only be able to have one child and that child will be taxed. But then, meanwhile, they've all got private jets and private trains and yachts and, you know, five children apiece. And Kate Middleton is lecturing you on carbon taxes. And we've now moved into a cottage. It's only 300 rooms for the earth. I mean, it's just all asinine hypocrisy in our face.
Well, yes, but from their point of view, they don't see that as that. Because they do, but they truly believe that they are superior people. Genetically, and they believe that they've evolved. We're junk genes. We're the junk genes left at the bottom. And one of the arguments I saw in a scientific discussion was the proof of the fact that the people are junk genes is that they would have been up amongst the elite if they had the ability to get ahead in their genetic makeup. Therefore, because they haven't got up to multimillionaire status and have no desire to, then they equate that to what they call arrested civilizations of Africa and primitive tribes. They're junk genes, they can't move on. We do move on all the time. We are involved in planning the future. We control the future.
So exactly. Moving on is being willing to slit your grandmother's throat and enjoy it. The true human genes of helping your community, building, being admired because of your art or your strength or your ability to hunt or your ability to build. No. Now it's your ability to team up in gangs and lie and manipulate people and dumb folks down and make things ugly. And that's why they're selling us with Lady Gaga with the dead Chinese corpses, just openly flaunting, look, I'm dancing with murdered prisoners. It's beautiful. That way no one will stand up for you when you're being murdered.
Also, that about it. People who are debased and thoroughly dehumanized do not stand up together for anything. And so it's a warfare technique as well. And you use cultural wars all the time and economic wars all the time as well. But these elites, you see, are really the deviants, and we don't understand that because in the psychopathic nature of humanity, the groups that inbred over time were the ones that slaughtered their neighbors. And they took over the land, and that's really, real estate was always land. That's real estate, as opposed to fake estate, you know, which is their money system, which we believe in. We've been taught to believe in it. And but in reality, that they became kings and queens and nobles because they had the ability to always slaughter anybody as an example to others at any time at all. And they've actually got books out trying to rationalize the necessity for this kind of behavior and that mankind can't do without them. That's what they say themselves. We can't do without them because they're the risk takers, et cetera, et cetera. But in reality, we're run by clubs of psychopaths, inbreds. So the deviants run the normal people, the ordinary people who can get along and who can cooperate for their own survival. The elites are afraid of the masses. even though they've used the masses, that they see the time is coming when they will no longer need them, because they can then create a specific job-created human or beings for the specific tasks that we used to do, the ordinary folk used to do. And that's what all this work is about. They're using our tax money like crazy to make this happen, to ensure their survival, where they'll be served with all kinds of chimeras, basically. They're especially bred for the purpose that they will do all their lives.
And that's going on at breakneck speed. Undoubtedly, these chimeras are out walking the streets now. This has been going on for decades, and they're just now telling the slaves this because they think they've got us into a deep enough trance. But I'm here to tell you, Alan, I'm seeing record numbers of people waking up, and I mean fully waking up. How do you break people out of their trance?
You have to start with them by telling them why their dollar is being divided. Something they can understand, it hits them personally. Telling them why their families are breaking up, or their daughter's going off with another woman or something like that. That's kind of where it's coming from, and what's the purpose is behind it. Things that they can actually relate to in their own lives. And that's the start of it all. Yeah,
I found people are like, wow, you're right, bisphenol A does give you cancer and does reduce your fertility. And now I get emails saying, oh, they're taking bisphenol A off the shelves everywhere, you conspiracy theorists. It's like, oh, it's not a problem. They're taking it off the shelves. First, it wasn't bad for you. Now we've been proven right, so we need to shut up.
You drive for a living. You don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed, while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports, as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark side.
meant to get to more calls, and we'll try to do it tomorrow. I think I'm going to get a neti pot or something to try to get my sinuses cleared up so I'm not dingy here on air. But I think it's been overall a very informative radio show here today with our guest, Alan Watt. We're going to have the InfoWars Insider that comes out midweek. Some days Tuesdays, other days Wednesdays, come out at about 4 o'clock today, emailed out to everybody that signs up for it. If you go to the top of InfoWars.com, there's a tab there that says InfoWars Insider. You just put your email in there, and we will send you the article. Also, we're doing exclusive videos every week that are just emailed to you, and that's the only place they are in cyberspace, exclusive photos, things like that, because we need to have an email system that bypasses even the mainline internet, because they could shut down our websites anytime, and we have never really tried to create a system to personally reach out to you. And all the IT experts we talk to say low tech is high tech. Send high tech information over low tech old email. Yeah, email's old fashioned these days. So sign up for the InfoWars Insider at the top of InfoWars.com. Also, I've done 3 hours of radio now here, and I haven't plugged any books or videos. We got a lot of specials going, great films to get and make copies and give to people. We've got to awaken, folks. I got you on here, Alan, originally because I wanted to talk about this shooter who we now know is on drugs and all the rest of it. I mean, this is – I could see the predictive programming. I could see the media getting ready to rebrand terrorism onto the evil white male. And I called it last Thursday. I said the attack's imminent. And that's what you talk about. Once you see the fifth grade level propaganda, you know exactly what they're going to do. It's so frustrating to, like you said, being the fool on the hill, but really you're not the fool on the hill. Everybody else is deaf, dumb, and blind. Alan Watt, final comments on that.
Yeah, it's like deja vu. You know what's coming and what they have to do, because even to do with the big bone of contention from the whole 9/11 deal onwards across the world, the Western world and in Britain and elsewhere, is why should everyone else have to go through all of this, have all of their mail ripped open, have all their emails copied and stored forever, be under the scrutiny of the microscope? How come everybody, when supposedly it was all to do with, it started off with Muslim extremists in the Middle East and elsewhere. So people were saying, why are old ladies who've lived all their life in America with blue eyes, an old granny, being searched and groped at these particular checkup things? Well, that was a bone of contention. Now they've given you a reason why. It could be any one of you, you see. It's a white guy. And so they had to justify all...
It could be a policeman. It could be a policeman. Oh, it's the returning veterans. Exactly.
And they had to give you a reason why, because since 9/11 to the present, you see, we haven't seen it. And so they've given you the sacrificial lamb or whoever they've set up, whatever guy they've set up to do it. And remember, too, we'll never get the truth on this story. Never, ever get the truth. If this fellow did go over to London and meet with top-ranking secret, supposedly, Knights Templars group, or were they a bunch of CIA, MI6, Mossad guys conning this little fool to go and do this job? We'll never know. We'll never know.
But it's got all the earmarks that it was staged.
Yeah, it does. It does. And believe me, in this day and age, you cannot do anything and get away without people knowing about it. We're all under observation. And it even admitted that the CIA were watching this guy in Norway.
Yeah, so is MI. So is MI5 and 6.
Yeah.
And
the forums, too, that he belonged to. Yeah.
No, it's 100% staged. And now we know he's all hopped up on drugs. He'll end up going into the mental institution there and never be seen again. Alan Watt, great points. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Retransmission starts now. I'll see you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.